Hello, sex fans, and welcome back. Today is Monday, August 4th, 2008, and you are lucky enough to be listening to the podcast edition of Dr. Dick's Sex Advice with an Edge, with your host, that savagely scintillating sexologist, Dr. Dick. That would be me.
What is this? Are you trying to trick me? Where's the sports?
Sorry, no sports, but I do have another fantastic interview show for you today. I'm pleased to bring you part one of my interview with someone I deeply admire for her work on the Midwest Teen Sex Show. I'm delighted to welcome the host of that show, Nicole Hassler. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the Midwest Teen Sex Show, here's a tip. Get your butt over there and discover for yourself what the cutting edge of sex education looks and sounds like. The show is kick-ass, no holes barred, in your face, and laugh out loud sketch comedy that tackles some of the most thorny issues young people face today. And if you think you can pass up on this because you're all grown up, you have another thing coming. And today, as part of our interview, we will be hearing snippets from the show so that you can get a taste for what you've been missing. Today's podcast sponsor is the amazing Fleshlight and Fleshjack. They are the granddaddies of male masturbation toys. For those of you who have never seen one of these brilliant devices, let me describe it to you. Why, it looks like a huge flashlight, thus the very clever name, don't you know? Inside the durable plastic case, there is a soft, fleshy inside called Super Skin. And trust me, this stuff is aptly named. It's phenomenal.
Keep your shirt on. Let me read.
But that's just the beginning. What makes the Fleshlight and Fleshjack so freaking amazing is that you get to design and personalize just about every aspect of the unit you purchase. Now, what other toy company allows you to do that? Not sure you know what in Sam hell I'm talking about? Well then, it's high time for you to mosey on over to either the Fleshlight or Fleshjack site and make the discovery on your own. And ladies, here's a tip. This is the perfect gift for your man. You know how I'm always talking about the mutual joys and the important information shared when a couple masturbates together, right? Well, this is the ideal masturbation toy for him. Check it out and see for yourself. I know you will agree, nothing beats a Fleshlight. Look for the banners on the sidebar of drdicksexadvice.com. You'll be glad you did. Before we begin today's delightful show, I'd like to remind you of the toll-free, lickety-split, sex advice podcast voicemail hotline at 866-422-5680. Got a question or comment? Want to rant or rave a bit? Or maybe you just want to talk dirty for a minute or two?
I don't believe this.
Why not get it off your chest and give Dr. Dick a call at 866-422-5680. No need to be shy, my friends, because this is voicemail. No human is going to answer your call, least of all me. And besides calling, the hotline will almost guarantee you a place in one of my podcasts. Okay, on with the show. Hello, Nicole, and welcome. So glad you could join us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Would you like to say hello to the nice people?
Hello, nice people, and the rest of you as well.
Woo! Listen, I absolutely love your website. Your logo, the two bovines humping with a heart above their head, that pretty much says it all, huh?
Around here we call those cows.
How did you come up with that?
With the logo itself?
Yeah.
We had several different designs initially. We had, they were all wildlife-centered. You know, we were thinking something needing to be Midwest. But when we first had the site up, we would rotate it through. We had a couple of squirrels going at it. And then we just laid out several different designs and had a friend of ours from high school make it look pretty. And there we go.
The Midwest Teen Sex Show, a video show about teen sexuality, is amazingly frank in its presentation of sexual topics. That's actually what drew me to it right away. No one's ever going to accuse you of soft peddling the topic.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that you're able to be so out there?
I mean, my stock answer would be alcohol, but I think I've been talking this way all of my life. Ever since I was a very young teenager, I've been talking very very honestly about sex, and a lot of that may have had to do with the shock value of it. But mm-hmm. most of it was just that where sex is concerned, I don't really seem to have much of a filter in my brain, mm-hmm. Telling me what's appropriate to talk about. Mm-hmm. So,
which is a good finding. Thing.
Yeah, I mean, I've found a way to make it work, but it's not so useful at, say, parent-teacher conferences or family reunions.
Yeah, I guess not. this whole frankness sets you apart, of course, from all the other, or most of the other sex advice sites that I know, including a lot of them that are directed toward adults. How do you come to take such a bold stance? Does that go along with how you perceive your audience? What will, cut through the malaise?
Sure. If you look at any sort of comedy that's popular right now, it's usually based around something that really pushes the limits and makes the person, wonder if they actually really did just see somebody take that extra step mm-hmm. and make fun of something that shouldn't be made fun of, kind of the too soon moments that make everyone uncomfortable.
Right.
But I think that if there's any one person I can think of out there who has been doing for years this sort of frank talk about sex, it would be Dan Savage.
Well, you can say that again. He's been a big inspiration to lots and lots of people and a leader in this industry, the advice industry, if there's such a thing. So our hat is off to Dan as well. Do you get slammed for being so sex positive by, other like teen outlets and or even the popular culture?
I think, it tends to be more of the right-wing, highly conservative people, abstinence-only educators that would have more of a problem with it. I was surprised that Teen Wire gave a quote about us saying that since we weren't actual experts, I mean, that's the issue that people take with us. It's not so much like, oh, they're sex positive. The issue that they take is that we're not formally educated.
Yeah, like that was going to make a difference.
Right.
I visit a lot of professional sites, and they talk about sex like if they were talking about baking bread or building a house. It is so boring. It is how can they make such an interesting topic so dull? It's just beyond me. In fact, I hear a lot from people who visit Dr. Dick, really unfortunate comments like, if you were really a professional man like you suggest you are, then you wouldn't be using the vernacular. You wouldn't be using cock and pussy instead of penis and vagina.
Right.
And, to each his own,
yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah, but then you hear from, that would be like kind of a medical professional. Sexologists themselves seem to push in the opposite direction. I talked to a few people who work specifically in the psychological realm of helping couples with sex uh-huh. therapy, and they push more toward using words like cunt.
Mm-hmm.
They really want, it to be as open as possible. So
yeah.
you can hear from both ends, and they each have very different views.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm approached on a regular basis, probably you too, from advertisers who would like to advertise on my site, and they said, well, but first of all, you would have to jettison all the sexually explicit images.
Right.
And I said, if I did that, then the next thing you'd be asking me to do is to censor the content. And I said, that's a slippery slope, and I'm just not going to go there, certainly not for a buck.
Right. Yeah, we don't get contacted by advertisers at all.
which is too bad because I think your stuff is so cutting edge and it deserves as wide an audience as possible. I think adults prosper by watching your stuff, and I put them on my site as frequently as I can.
That's great. I mean, part of the great thing about using Creative Commons licensing is that, you know, people are able to take the show and put it up and you know, have it right at their site so people can watch it and then hopefully come over to our site.
Right. Yeah, the viral marketing aspect is phenomenal. So you're in the friggin' Midwest, don't you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if this kind of stuff was coming out of New York City or San Francisco, I suppose that would explain the cutting edge. But you guys are in the heartland. Is there incongruity to that?
I think that's, in naming the show, that's part of what we wanted to point out. It sounded a lot more interesting than just teen sex show or sex show.
That's the other thing that I like so much about your presentation. You are so droll. Your deadpan presentation just knocks me out. For example, here you are talking about sex, drugs, and alcohol.
Obviously, we're not advocating underage drinking or drug use. You have other media sources for that. Still, pretending something isn't happening doesn't make it go away. I spent 10 years pretending I don't have kids, and I still have to feed them. While loss of inhibition seems appealing, nothing quite drives the hangover home like waking up next to someone you didn't want to sleep with, or even worse, taking your top off for a t-shirt. If you believe you have to be wasted to enjoy sex, you aren't doing either thing correctly. Your sexual prowess doesn't really increase when you're trashed, and people tend to forget little details, like protection. Some people feel sexier when they're drunk or high, and that simply isn't true. If you want proof, next time your dog gets high, ask yourself if he's sexier than usual. If your first time happened as a result of drunkenness, just don't count it. Born-again Christians become secondary virgins all the time. Honestly, though, if you find this happening a lot with the intoxication and random sex, maybe it's a good time to look into treatment or start charging money. Hey, did you just pick up some hot, wasted chick at a party? Good on you. She'll actually want your junk more if you don't nail her while she's passed out.
Can we talk about a subject that's near and dear to my heart? Porn.
Porn.
Yay. As you know, I am a smut peddler myself. My video production company, Daddy-O Production, cranks out gay porn. So I was absolutely delighted to learn that you guys covered porn in one of your shows.
Yes, we did. That one wasn't very well received, though.
Is that right?
Huh. Yeah. I think there were a few things that we weren't very clear on in that episode. And, you know, I think a lot of people, especially in the industry, felt that we were saying that porn stars are not actual people, instead of really, you know, because we were showing, like, if you think about the scene where it's, you know, I'm a porn star and I'm a real woman, and you know, and then there is also a part where we say, you know, it can be sad if you think about it, so just don't think about it. So that wasn't perceived as being as positive as maybe some of the others.
But there's a lot of stuff that isn't so positive about porn. I think you nailed it, actually. And I think our industry has a dubious reputation that is well-earned. And, you know, I see what happens to people in the industry. That's not to say that other industries like religion or civics or government or what else doesn't eat up and spit out folks.
Yeah,
like
they
porn.
Have a seedy underbelly.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the amount of lube that has to be used in government.
Yeah, it dwarfs what's being used in porn, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Here you are in your show on porn.
If you're under the age of 18 and living in the U.S., looking at porn is illegal. So stop asking me where you can find it and start paying attention to where your dad's disappearing to every night after dinner. We aren't stupid enough to think a little thing like the law is going to get in your way. So we want to clear up some ideas you might have about porn. Sadly, porn isn't real, so don't expect your sex life to be anything like it, except for the part where all women have big boobs. Don't let porn define what's sexy. Figure out what you find sexy first, and I guarantee there's some porn out there for you. Porn has been around forever, and as early as the days of the Lumiere brothers, people have been filming it. The internet did not invent porn. Abraham Lincoln did.
Well, one can only imagine what was going through your mind when you guys wrote that.
I mean, I've got an Abraham Lincoln thing. I won't call it a fetish because, as you'll see in a recent episode, I clear up some ideas about fetishes. Uh-huh. We just filmed that one, but it is definitely something near and dear to my heart, Abraham Lincoln.
Anytime everything.
I can work in a reference.
I love it.
But it turns out, and I don't know if you know this, do you happen to have a $10 bill?
Not in front of me.
Well, you should at some point, because I never knew this until my boyfriend pointed it out to me, but Alexander Hamilton,
uh-huh,
pretty freaking hot.
Very
good-looking man.
It's true.
The brows, even the presentation, the silk scarf poking out.
Andrew Jackson's not so bad either.
You know,
if you like older men.
He's
you have to be into that geriatric kind of thing in order to
like
him.
Right, but Hamilton.
He's a hottie, it's for sure. Yeah. Too bad he died the way he did.
There needs with the dueling.
Yeah.
There needs to be some Hamilton porn. Can you get on that?
We could do that. We could do that. But anyhow, so when you say that porn isn't real, that's one of the things that I found so important about that that particular show, because I hear that from folks all the time. In the letters that I get and email and whatnot, and said, you know, Dr. Dick, I can't perform like the guys in the movies.
And well, I mean, I know I can.
Like the guys in the movies?
Just like them.
I see. Well,
but that's because I'm a lot like Jesus. I can do pretty much anything. I can perform like a male porn star at the drop of a dime.
Oh. Or $10 bill.
Right.
Whatever happens first.
No, I think it is important for people to realize that even, you know, like both men and women need to realize that, you know, their sexual partner especially isn't going to be able to quite, you know, do all of the things, especially without some practice, some time. You can make your sex life pretty hot, but it's...
Oh, absolutely. But what they don't figure in is that editing happens all the time. And so, I mean, the old in and out that might on the porn set last for a couple of minutes through the magic of editing makes it look like it's lasting for fucking ever. And so when somebody compares themselves to, you know, lasting as long as the porn stars do, they're missing the boat considerably.
Yeah, I mean, most porn that I actually take the time to watch only lasts for about 4 minutes, so I guess it's pretty much on par.
Yeah.
About 4 minutes, that'll do it.
After all, there's other things, you know,
I have dinner to make.
Children to feed.
Right.
Hey, mainstream porn. Puppers may love you, but I think you're crap. Not only are the plastic bodies and bad eye makeup just tacky, but what's with all the girl-on-girl and no man-on-man?
Right on. You go. It stuns me that, at least in straight-oriented porn, that there is no acknowledgement of man-on-man kind of possibilities, even.
I know. If there are two guys in a scene, it's because they're both, you know, going at one woman. It's not because they're, you know, that they're having any sort of a side relationship going on.
Yeah. It just so happens that it really is. All that, you know, squeezing butts and the reach around and all that, that's just missing, and unfortunately so.
Yes. Yeah. And that's, you know, that's why we singled out mainstream porn, because when there is a lot of really great man-on-man porn out there. I don't know, is there any sort of information out there on how many people are actually still even watching mainstream porn, or has that become, like, ABC?
Well, I know that the industry is suffering considerably from a real strong downturn in DVD sales, and there's a lot of pirated porn and, you know, that is
pirate porn.
Yeah, arr, matey. But there is there's a effervescence of going on of user generated pornography, where people are posting their own stuff on, you know, tube sites and whatnot. And
yeah, what do you think of that?
Well, it's more authentic. It's not concentrating so much on the externals. It's really, you know, more focused on the sex rather than, you know, the lighting and, you know, the. In fact, some of the lighting is really quite awful. But
yes, exactly. I mean, I watch porn for the lighting, yeah. Really. And
what else is there?
If that's missing, I don't want to see it.
That's right. But, you know, I really think that the cutting edge is on user-generated pornography. I mean, people who are willing to, you know, put this stuff up. And I know that you, and rightfully so, warn against people, or at least young people anyhow, taking nude photographs of themselves and putting it up on the web, because that can really fuck up a life later on.
Keep in mind that it's a bad idea to make a home sex tape. The camera adds 20 pounds.
It's 10.
It's 20. If you get the idiotic idea to take naked pictures of yourself, even if they're with your phone, know that they will end up online, so don't do it.
Well, yeah, especially, I know a lot of other parents right now, when they're looking for babysitters, uh-huh. they'll Google the people, they'll look up their Facebook and MySpace accounts, and, you know, that's a surefire way to not get hired as a babysitter, is to have, you know, yourself and involved in a love train on porn tubes.
With bottles of booze strewn around.
Right, and you need that $7 an hour if you're going to be able to afford all the condoms that you're obviously
exactly.
using.
Exactly, exactly. Now, I know that the Midwest Teen Sex Show is a collaborative effort, so let's tip our hat to the creative geniuses who write for and perform in the shows along with you. They include Brittany Barber, Neil Arsenti, Scott Schumacher, Larissa Zagaris, and Guy Clark. You guys give Saturday Night Live a run for their money. And I know this is just audio, and some of the joy of the sketches will go missing because our audience can't see the antics, but before we conclude, I want to give our audience a little taste of what they will see when they visit you guys online.
Hi, I'm a porn star.
And I'm a real woman.
I had 6 orgasms in 10 minutes.
I had 1 orgasm last month, but it was real.
My naughty girlfriend's coming over and we want to have a threesome with you.
My girlfriend's fat and tonight she's coming over to scrapbook.
Yeah, I'm a porn star. It's just a job. 9 to 5, a paycheck. And I come home, I want to relax, like everyone else.
Hey, honey.
Hey, babe.
How was your day?
Exhausting. I had 6 women underneath me today.
6 women? Can I be lucky number 7?
I'm off the clock. So I had sex with an 18-year-old today. Looked just like Emily. It was weird.
Our daughter, Emily?
Yeah, I said it was weird.
Oh, wait, honey. You remember our neighbor, Stephen Jones? They came over tonight for dinner and maybe a foursome.
I just had a foursome at work.
Graze upon my lips, and if those hills be dry, stray lower where the pleasant fountains lie.
Is it not strange that desire should so many years outlive performance?
Oh, the the brunt of your impetus indulges me heartily.
Here approacheth mine capsheaf.
Discharge it thusly. Cast it upon my visage.
Brittany here with another meth tip. Never date your meth dealer. It's dangerous. Just have your boyfriend start dealing meth.
Special blackout unit.
I don't even remember calling you.
You ain't got the nuts for this job.
Ma'am, was your vagina compromised last night?
The last thing I remember is a wild party. A lot of people, drugs, pole dancing.
Ma'am, I took a black light to this entire place. There's nobody else here last night, but the TV's still on and there's a Stouffer's in the oven.
You've got it all wrong.
Where's Sanchez? You ever make a jump in the rain?
This is how it happened. You got drunk alone, masturbated to QVC, and then passed out. Isn't that right, Jenny?
It's Judy.
That's impossible.
Fix you up this drink.
Brody, I'm not stupid.
Why is this so hard?
Because you're not serving your date rape beer. This sealed beer is made from the finest barley, hops, horse tranquilizers, and roofies. Get your unlucky lady to not say no.
Have a beer.
A sealed beer? Thanks, Brody. I trust you. I feel worthless and defiled.
Totally.
Becca, Mom's not home and I can't figure out my math homework.
What is it?
If Jane has 0 STDs and John has 2 STDs and gives Jane 8 beers and 2 hits of X and they have 3 unprotected sexual encounters, how many apples does Jane have?
17.
I love it. I can hardly get enough of it. Gosh, that's all the time we have for today. Can I invite you back for next week?
That would be lovely.
Outstanding. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great show, huh? Don't miss part 2 of this interview, which will be available Monday, August 11th. Well, that's it for today, sex fans. I'm so glad that you could join me. Tune in next week for more sex advice with an edge with your host, me, Dr. Dick. Again, this week's podcast sponsor is Fleshlight and Flesh Jack. Say, guys, have you been looking for the perfect gift for yourself, a gift that will give you hours of fun and pleasure and never run out of batteries? Well, I have just the thing for you. Once you've tried a Fleshlight, you'll never settle for second best.
This is ridiculous.
No, really, it's not ridiculous at all. You know all you guys out there who keep complaining to me about your short fuse? Well, here's a tip for you. Being a great lover, being able to control your orgasmic response at least for as long as you would like, takes practice. Sure, you can learn to last longer simply using your hand, but now there is an even more effective way to train yourself for sexual stamina and endurance with a partner. Allow me to introduce you to the Endurance Jack. It's just one of the fine designs from Fleshlight. It comes with a stamina insert, which has extra large bumps and a tight canal. With just a little practice, this puppy will help train you to last longer, to gain control over your ejaculation response, and avoid untimely climax. Once you've accomplished this with the Endurance Jack, you will have the skills you need to last and last with a partner.
That feels really powerful.
Look for Dr. Dick's podcasts on iTunes. Once in the podcast section, all you have to do is search for Dr. Dick's Sex Advice, and don't forget to subscribe. Hey, and feel free to leave a comment when you do. Until next week, remember, sex is good, and good sex? That's even better.
Well, I guess this is it, old pal.
It sure is. What?
The end.
Ooh.
Over and out.